From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent is dead after an attack in northern Mexico today. NPR's Jeff Brady says another agent was wounded, but his condition is stable. Officials say the pair were on official business when they were fired upon.
The two agents were driving between Mexico City and Monterrey, Mexico, when the attack occurred. One agent was critically wounded and died from his injuries. The second was shot in the arm and leg but survived the attack. The Department of Homeland Security says the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents were assigned to their agency's attaché office in Mexico City. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says in a statement, quote, "Any act of violence against our ICE personnel or any DHS personnel is an attack against all those who serve our nation and put their lives at risk for our safety." Napolitano says U.S. authorities are working closely with Mexican officials to find those responsible. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
With any government protests continuing to spread across the Mideast, President Obama today said governments there should recognize their population's hunger for change. And as a result, he said they should provide pathways for greater opportunity. In the wake of the uprising in Egypt that forced President Hosni Mubarak from office, the president said it's clear a young generation there wants greater freedoms. Mr. Obama also took aim at Iran today, attacking the country's leaders for harsh treatment of anti-government protesters, calling it ironic the Iranian government would praise the uprising in Egypt while cracking down on at home. During a White House news conference today, President Obama defended his decision not to outline fixes for Social Security and Medicare in the budget unveiled this week. NPR's John Itzty reports the president said Democrats and Republicans have to work together to forge a deal.
The president said, looking back at the history of how these things get done, it's not because the president puts a plan out there. It's rather that the two sides sit down behind closed doors and whittle away at their differences. He suggested the first step could be fixing Social Security, which he said is not a big contributor to deficits, unlike Medicare and Medicaid.
I think we can avoid slashing benefits, and I think we can make it stable and stronger for not only this generation, but for the next generation.
Mr. Obama expressed confidence such a deal could be reached relatively quickly and suggested doubters look at the big tax deal he unexpectedly reached with Republicans after the November elections. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Parent company of the New York Stock Exchange says it's agreed to be purchased by the Frankfurt Stock Exchange in a deal that would create the world's largest financial markets company. New company combines the NYSE Euronext and the Deutsche Börse. NYSE Euronext chief executive Duncan Niederauer will head the merged entity.
Lest we think it's a takeover of some variety, the shareholder base will be quite global. In fact, north of 50% will be from the U.S., and roughly the other 45-ish percent will come from Germany, the U.K., and the rest of the world.
No word on what the new company will be called. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 41 points today. This is NPR. The White House, along with Senator John Kerry, is calling for Pakistani authorities to release an American diplomat detained in that country since January. The administration says Raymond Davis should be freed at once. Davis has been held since January 27th in connection with the shooting deaths of two Pakistani citizens in the eastern city of Lahore. The U.S. says Davis, a former Special Forces soldier and embassy worker, shot in self-defense when two armed men on a motorcycle tried to rob him. A top Pentagon official says more than 100 governments are doing their best to steal U.S. military plans and weapon designs from Defense Department computers. NPR's Tom Jelton reports the attacks are said to be coming from foreign intelligence agencies.
Pentagon computers are under constant and sustained attack, and each time a Defense Department official updates the tally, it's higher. Deputy Defense Secretary William Lynn told a cybersecurity conference in San Francisco that so far more than 100 foreign intelligence agencies have been found trying to breach U.S. defense computer networks. Most of the hacking is done with espionage in mind, Lynn said, rather than with the intent of causing physical damage to the cyber infrastructure. Foreign governments are also hacking into private computer networks in the United States, Lynn said, and the Pentagon is looking for more ways to cooperate with private industry in protecting the computers that run critical infrastructure operations. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
Since a recent California Supreme Court ruling that would make it illegal for businesses in the state to request people's zip codes, more than a dozen lawsuits have been filed against retailers. Ruling from the court was that zip codes are part of an individual's address. The decision prompted a flurry of lawsuits against large retail chains, including Walmart, Target, and Williams-Sonoma. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support